And we welcome for our weekly visit, James Mason, and today's edition of Tech Talk. James, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
There was a time, if you were a photographer, when you had to invest a whole lot of money in a whole lot of equipment to get the best shots. These days, you can still do that, but you can get pictures on your telephone anymore that can rival anything that a photographer can do with professional equipment.
Yeah, it's really become amazing because, like, I dabbled in some digital photography years ago, and I bought a nice camera, really nice camera at the time, and I found it in a drawer, and I was looking at the specs on it, and I'm like, my phone is better than this camera that I spent so much money on.
Wow.
It was kind of depressing. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about this morning is the smart camera apps that are coming. And just like with a lot of ideas, is this one, they've gotten good enough to where it's annoying to use it. Because it's like, okay, so they have where they've got a great idea, they just can't make it work right, it seems like. There's Google, several years ago, Google put out an app that was called Google Goggles. And Google Goggles was supposed to be where you could take a picture and you could take that picture and out of your Google Photos app, and then you could use the Goggles app on that picture. And what it would do is it would take the image. Suppose you were out walking and you saw a neat flower. You took a picture of the flower, and then in your Google Photos app, you pulled the flower, you know, just wanted the flower image, pulled the flower image out, and searched for it online. It would do all this automatically. And it was supposed to find you, like, websites and different things to help you identify the flower. It works,
oh, wow,
like, maybe 10% of the time. and then Samsung, they added it into their, they added not the Google Goggles app, but they made one of their own called Bixby Vision. And Bixby Vision is part of the Samsung phones. And I'm not sure how far it goes back, but I know it's on Samsung 8. I put a video of the Bixby Vision app working. I put that on that Ask the IT Guys Twitter feed. And so on the video, what I did was I pulled a picture of a monument that we went to on vacation, pulled the picture out, and I just did the Bixby Vision on it, and it's found the monument thing on Pinterest, and it pulled up a page. Okay, that was pretty cool.
Right.
But that took me like 10 things of searching through pictures. I found another one that worked, but, you know, it's like I said, it works about 10% of the time. And so I'll do another video later on this morning, and I'll put that up on the Twitter feed to show how that one of the great things that they promise on these apps, a new one is called Google Lens. And Google Lens was just released yesterday to Google Photos app, and it's being released little bit by bit. So as people update their photo app, their Google Photos app, then they will get this option called Google Lens. And Google Lens is supposed to be where you can go into your pictures in Google Photos, and suppose I'm at a conference and I'm getting a lot of business cards. Well, instead of making all those contacts manually, I'm supposed to be able to take a picture of each of the business cards. It will recognize the text in the picture and then save it to your contacts and automatically fill in everything.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It's a cool idea. And that's what I'm saying. All these things that they have are all great ideas, and they're really neat to think about. But when you see it in action, you're like, okay, this took me almost as long to edit out all the mistakes as it took me to make the contact itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, it's good in some ways and it's bad in others. And I'll make a video of the Bixby Vision app doing the business card. I'll make that this morning, and you'll see how well that it works.
All right. Well, I keep thinking, well, every technology starts somewhere, you know. And, and we talked about how good the cameras on the phones have become, and I look at pictures I took back when I had a flip phone, and you can barely make out what's on there. So, you know, things do progress.
Yeah, the pictures are great. It's the actual, and really, to lay the blame at the real people, the real person's fault, is everybody who uploads pictures online, they don't label them. And so Google tried years ago to get people to label their photos. They had a big push to saying, okay, describe your photos. Because if you don't describe your photos in the like the meta area of your photos, and there's or if you just name it in something that is like, then they can't search those because they're searching based on words. And their searches have gotten better as far as basing on images. So they've tried to search, do better on searching on images, but it was all based on words for a long time and the metadata that's in hidden in your pictures. And so since people didn't really describe anything on their pictures, they couldn't search them. And so there's no way to say, okay, this is what this is. And so that's why Samsung decided to pair up with Pinterest, because people, when they put pictures on Pinterest, they do put a description in there way more often. And so Pinterest has a lot more pictures that are that have descriptions and that have a reason why it was put up. And so there's searchable things. But really, the reason things like this don't work is because people don't label their photos.
All right. Well, let that be a lesson to all of us. Hey, James, how do we find you on Twitter to see these videos?
On Twitter, it's at AskTheITGuys.
Ask, at AskTheITGuys. James Mason, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.